Hello and welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for making your doctoral journey smoother and more manageable. I'm your host, Dr. J, and it's my pleasure to be part of your academic adventure. Think of me as a guide, here to walk with you through every twist and turn on this path to your PhD. Today, we're diving into a crucial transition that many of you are facing or will soon encounter, moving from the structured world of classroom coursework to the vast sea of engaging in research projects. It's a journey filled with excitement, discovery, and yes, a fair share of challenges. I want to give a special shout out to those of you who are masterfully juggling multiple roles. You're not just doctoral students, you're professionals, parents, partners, and so much more. Balancing work, family, and studies is no small feat, and your dedication is truly admirable. Whether you're on your daily commute, taking a break from your job, or winding down after putting the kids to bed, this podcast is here for you. We're going to explore practical, straightforward strategies to help you navigate this transition with confidence and clarity. So grab your notebook or just settle in for some thought-provoking ideas. Let's begin this journey together, transforming challenges into opportunities and dreams into achievements. Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, where your doctoral dreams become achievable realities. All right, let's dive deeper into what this transition really means. You're all familiar with the structured environment of your coursework, aren't you? It's like being on a guided tour. You've got a clear path marked out for you with set deadlines, specific topics, and a comprehensive reading list. Everything is organized, predictable. But now, you're about to begin a completely different journey. Picture this. You're standing at the edge of a bustling, vibrant city. It's your first time here, and there's no tour guide, no fixed itinerary, just you, your sense of adventure, and endless streets waiting to be explored. This is what moving to research feels like. It's your own exploration, driven by your curiosity and passion. At first, this might seem a bit daunting. You're used to having a guide, a set of clear directions. But think about the thrill of discovering something on your own. You can wander down the alleys that pique your interest, linger in the neighborhoods that fascinate you, and uncover hidden gems that others might have overlooked. This phase in your academic journey is more than just a shift from coursework to research. It's a fundamental transformation in how you engage with knowledge. You're moving from being a consumer of information to becoming a creator of it. This is where you start asking the big questions, the ones that drive your field forward. It's a time for immense personal and academic growth. You'll develop skills that go far beyond just writing a dissertation. You're learning to think independently, to analyze critically, and to contribute original ideas to your field. This is where you begin to carve your own path, not just in academia, but in your future career as well. So yes, losing the structured guidance of coursework can be intimidating, but it's also an extraordinary opportunity. An opportunity to explore your interests, challenge your own boundaries, and make a significant contribution to your field. Remember, you're not just gathering knowledge, you're creating it. And that's what makes this journey, your journey, so incredibly rewarding and exciting. Now that we've talked about the big shift from coursework to research, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How do you actually prepare for this exciting but challenging phase? It all starts with a change in mindset. You're no longer just absorbing knowledge. You're about to create new insights. It's a big leap, but you've got this. First step, identify what really sparks your interest. Think about the topics in your courses that made you sit up a little straighter, the ones that kept you up at night in a good way. These are your clues. Your research journey begins with these sparks of curiosity. Once you've got a general idea of your interests, it's time to narrow it down to a specific research question. This is like finding a magnifying glass in that bustling city we talked about. Your question helps you focus, to zoom in on what's truly important. Next, seek out mentors or advisors. These are the experienced travelers who've navigated similar paths. They can offer invaluable guidance, helping you avoid common pitfalls and pointing out opportunities you might not see on your own. Let me tell you about Sam. Sam was passionate about educational technology but felt overwhelmed by the vastness of the field. Sam started by attending seminars and reading extensively. Then, a chance conversation with a professor helped Sam narrow down to a specific question about technology's role in collaborative learning. With guidance from a mentor, Sam turned that question into a groundbreaking research project. Sam's story shows the power of combining personal interest with focused inquiry and mentorship. It's not just about finding a question, it's about finding your question, the one that lights you up and pushes the boundaries of what's known. So, take these steps, find your spark, focus your question, and seek guidance. This is your roadmap for the journey ahead in research. Remember, every great discovery began with someone, somewhere, asking a simple question. That someone could be you. All right, let's tackle one of the biggest challenges you're likely facing, time management, especially for those of you who are balancing family, work, and now this big research project. It's like being a juggler in a circus, right? But don't worry, I've got some practical tips to keep all those balls in the air. First things first, let's talk about creating a realistic timeline. This isn't about squeezing everything into impossible deadlines. It's about understanding how much time you really have and planning accordingly. Think of it like planning a road trip. You wouldn't try to drive from New York to LA in a day, right? Break down your project into manageable legs. Now let's talk digital tools. We live in a golden age of technology, and there are some fantastic tools out there to help keep you organized. Apps like Trello, Evernote, and Google Calendar can be lifesavers. They're like having a personal assistant in your pocket, keeping track of your to-dos and deadlines. And let's not forget about setting short-term goals. These are your milestones along the way. Say you're writing a chapter, set a goal to finish the first draft by a certain date. When you hit that goal, celebrate it. Treat yourself to something nice. It's important to acknowledge your progress. Remember, managing your time effectively isn't just about getting things done. It's about making the journey less stressful and more enjoyable. By breaking down your project, using the right tools, and celebrating your achievements, you're setting yourself up for success, not just in your research, but in life. So take a deep breath. You've got this. With a bit of planning, the right tools, and a mindset focused on progress, you'll navigate this research journey like a pro. And always remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a step towards your goal. This segment is all about turning learning into application. You've spent years in the classroom, absorbing theories and concepts. Now it's your turn to apply these ideas in real-world research. It's like going from reading recipes in a cookbook to actually cooking the dishes. View your research not just as an academic task, but as a stepping stone to your broader career goals. Have a dream of writing a book? Your research could be the foundation for that book. Aiming for a particular career advancement, your research can pave the way. It's time to transform dreams into tangible goals. Consider this. If you learned about leadership theories in class, your research could explore how these theories are applied in real organizations. Imagine interviewing leaders, conducting surveys, or observing team dynamics. You're not just validating theories, you're discovering how they work in practice, their impact, and their real-world implications. Each concept from your coursework is a seed for a potential research idea. It's about seeing these concepts in a new light. Ask yourself, how does this theory operate in the real world? What new insights can I uncover? Your coursework has equipped you with a wealth of ideas ready to be delved into and expanded upon. So as you move forward with your research, remember, you're not just a student now, you're a researcher, an innovator. You're taking the theories and concepts from your classes and giving them life and relevance. Your research is more than an academic exercise. It's an integral part of your journey towards achieving your aspirations and advancing in your career. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the key takeaways. We talked about the significant shift from structured coursework to the exciting world of self-directed research. We explored practical steps for preparing for research, like identifying your area of interest, narrowing down your research question, and seeking mentors. And we delved into effective time management strategies and the importance of applying classroom theories in real-world research. I want to leave you with this thought. Every great journey begins with a single step. Your doctoral journey is no exception. It's a path filled with challenges, but also incredible opportunities for growth and discovery. Believe in your ability to make a meaningful contribution through your research. Remember, every small step you take is a leap forward in your academic and professional journey. If you're looking for more guidance, don't forget to check out Writers ER. We've got a wealth of resources to support you. Specifically, I want to direct you to an invaluable tool, the playbook titled How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this playbook at writersER.com/playbook. It's a game changer, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. Your time, your dedication to your journey, it's all truly inspiring. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep aiming high, and remember, you're not just writing a dissertation, you're building a legacy.